You know what today is?
No, what?
The Great American Smokeout.
By quitting smoking, you reduce your risks for high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, and lung cancer.
And that is why it's the Great American Smokeout.
The American Cancer Society's Great American Smokeout.
Giving up smoking is easy. I should know. I've done it thousands of times.
Smoke them if you got them.
No, that's the opposite of what I just said.
Stop it. Showtime.
It's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
And I challenge you to put down the cigarettes. For today, today only, and then tomorrow is a fresh new challenge.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Great American Smokeout Day. No judgment if you smoke. You are highly encouraged to quit for a day, says the American Cancer Society, because maybe one day will lead to another and another and another, and you will quit. My late great pop, I miss him so. He used to be able to quit smoking whenever he wanted. And then he'd go back, and I used to always say, Pop, why do you go back? He'd say, I don't know. I was walking by the store. I just walked in and bought a pack. Started again. He was a devout Irish Catholic, so he gave up cigarettes every Lent. Cold turkey, 40 days. And then he'd go back. My brother, it's another story. We're all non-smokers except my brother, my younger brother. He's tried everything, and it just doesn't work. The pills, the patch, the hypnosis. He went with my dad to hypnosis. My dad never smoked again. My brother bought a pack the next day, feeling bad because they made him crunch up his pack and throw it in the garbage during the hypnosis session. It was a fresh pack. So if you're going to try this today, good luck. You have my ultimate support. I don't smoke. I have never smoked cigarettes. And I continue to just stay away from it. I don't like the smell. I understand we all have our vices. I have my martinis, but I don't have cigarettes. They frown upon me making constant martinis at work. Yet we do have smoking zones to take care of some of our employees. Good luck. I mean, just give it a shot. If you checked our Facebook page yesterday, thank you. The challenge I mentioned as we left the air at 9 a.m., the challenge was that as clean and pristine as I keep my vehicles, my Jeep is dirty. I admit it. My Jeep Wrangler is always dirty. It's supposed to be. If you have a clean Jeep Wrangler, there's something wrong with you. Wait, no judgment. I get it. So Sam Tyler challenged me to look inside my Jeep, and I found some stuff that I didn't recognize. Dirty a little on the outside, but I never clean the inside because it's a Jeep. I don't even have the windows in it yet. It's getting a little cold, but I haven't put the windows in. So thanks for the replies, including Trudy. Tommy, I think they would run away if I rolled up in my Jeep. Trudy, come up here to the radio station. I want to see your Jeep. And my man Butch Heim posting a video. Butch is from Ultimate Express Car Wash. It was a Wednesday at the wash yesterday with Ultimate Express. You guys were great. We'll be posting something up shortly. Stay with us.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Kimmel wants to know if anybody is going to watch the Tiger King 2 series. Late Night TV is next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Tiger King 2 came out. Is anyone going to watch this? I don't know. It feels weird because, like, during the pandemic, we were all trapped in the house and it came on. Now it's like looking at text messages you sent during a breakup. It's like, I was a different person back then. I just want to move on.
WQKX.
Just in time for Christmas gift giving, a new device called Dog Phone. Yes, your kids are super annoying because you got them phones. You regret it every day, but now you can buy your dog a phone, and there's a reason.
I think a lot of these devices are really important to give dogs choices or options to do things for enrichment reasons. They could use it to play music or to video call their human, like in this example.
What?
Dog phone is a device that allows a dog to video call their human. In the pet market at the moment, a lot of these technologies allow you to video call your dog. But really, a dog has no control over this.
No.
No one really knows what a dog would do if they had control over a video call.
So now with dog phone, your dog will have control and your dog can call you anytime your dog wants. What next? Face bark? Really?
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Everybody has that one side dish that they make for Thanksgiving that nobody else makes. Sure, it might be a staple, but you put some secret ingredients in there that make it oh so good. Your chance to win a $25 gift card coming up just for sharing that secret side dish. Wise Markets is your one-stop shop for Thanksgiving.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Okay, channel your best Julia Childs. It's time for Wise Markets Side Dish Share with Morgan in the Morning. Share your secret side dish, and you get a $25 gift card. We've got what? Salt and vinegar, green beans, caramelized sweet potatoes, and baked corn in so far. Is that enough? Heck no, we're talking about Thanksgiving here. The more recipes, the merrier. So maybe you've got that stuffing recipe everybody wonders about and they love so much. Maybe it's the turkey itself. Maybe it's the gravy. We want to know your secret side dish that won't be a secret anymore.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll snatch up a random line. Good luck, bakers, cookers.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, viral comedy, and we've got two doozies for you. A buck in a church and the tones on a plane.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello?
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah.
We have another winner.
Woo! Ford Fun Line open right now for the Wise Market Secret Side Dish Share. Let's snatch one up right now. Who's this?
This is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my way to work in Middleburg.
All right. Is that where you live, Dottie?
No, Beaver Springs.
Oh, Beaver Springs. Okay. Tell us about your recipe that no one can figure out, but everybody loves.
It's my stuffing.
Okay. What's the secret?
I dice up dried apricots and dried prunes and fresh apples.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I've had it with apples in it before, but apricots and prunes, huh?
Yes.
That must
be delicious.
Oh, and it keeps you regular.
Yes.
Dottie, that sounds delicious. I'll tell you what, a $25 gift card just for you for sharing your secret side dish. Wise Markets is your one-stop shop for all your Thanksgiving needs. All I need you to do, Dottie, is Facebook message me that recipe, and we'll share it with everybody later on, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome so much. It's amazing how you could hide prunes. Yeah. Whoa.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
All right. Yeah, we don't want you pulling this up on your phone while you're trying to drive to work or get the kids ready. Listen to this. A pastor and his wife discover a 10-point buck in their church.
Oh, my word.
Look
what
out.
Is that is a buck. No, don't go up there.
He went through the window in the auditorium.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Now, he did a little bit of damage, of course, smashing the window coming in and running around the church and then going out the window that he came in through, but he did little or no damage inside the church. Wow. Did you ever get on a flight and listen to those dings and wonder what they mean? Sometimes there's one, sometimes there's two. Here's a flight attendant actually gone viral explaining those little bells.
Have you ever heard this sound on a plane before? You ever wonder what that means? A high-low chime like that means that one flight attendant is trying to call the other flight attendant, or the flight deck is trying to call us. If you hear three of those, that means it's an emergency, but you never will have to hear that. And if you hear just one tone like that, that means that a passenger is calling one of the flight attendants from our seat, or they could be calling us from the lavatory over here. Either one.
Let's hope we never hear three dings.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Of course, news, sports, and AccuWeather, but a Penn State ticket blitz is on the way from Register Chevrolet. I've always said that Central Pennsylvania sports fans are the best in the world. Passionate about their Steelers or their Eagles or their Penn State Nittany Lions. By the way, we have a ticket blitz coming up next. But I think Philadelphia fans are just a little bit crazier, and Rob the Sports Center agrees with me. He's from Philly originally. Listen to this call yesterday on Sports Talk Philadelphia. The guy doesn't care about his car getting hit.
Hi, James.
Hello, morning team. How y'all been?
We're doing great, James. What's on your mind, bro?
Not bad. Someone just hit my car.
Not bad.
You just got hit.
Yeah, they're driving off. It's okay.
What?
Oh, no, what? No.
What's their license plate?
Get your license plate.
Anyway.
I'll write it down. Get your license plate.
I'll get a lawyer for you. Read the license plate over the radio.
No. Oh, yeah, that's wrong. That shouldn't
do that.
They
swerved into my lane. No way. Anyway, I was calling about Ben Simmons.
What?
You
just got in a car accident. You called about Ben Simmons?
Oh, that's an accident.
Yeah, because he annoys me more than someone hit my car.
Yeah, my daughter lives in Philadelphia.
WQKX. WQKX HD1.
She sings the Eagles fight song. She goes to the Sixers games. And don't even get me started about the Flyers. Hooray to crazy Philly fans. The Register Chevrolet Penn State Ticket Blitz coming up next. Get crazy, Penn State fans! How about that Ben Simmons?
Yeah, because he annoys me more than someone hit my car.
How about that Ben Simmons?
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Rob, the Sports Center, I got to ask you. You're a crazy sports fan.
Yes.
Phillies fan, Eagles fan, Flyers fan.
Sixers fan, yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
If somebody sideswiped you, would you be more concerned with Ben Simmons or the guy that just sideswiped you?
You heard a click.
Exactly.
I think Ben Simmons needs to go.
Okay.
Honestly, he's a distraction. He's not doing anything for the team. Get rid of him.
All right.
But come on.
Thank you, Rob. I just had a check with you.
My pleasure.
Hey, not to be confused with Philly fans, did I just hear the Nittany Lion? I think I did. It's time for the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Penn State is home against Rutgers this Saturday at 1, and you could be there. We've got a sweet pair of tickets, and we qualify all week long with the winner announced at the end of the show today. As always, we take callers 9, 4, and 1. Good luck!
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now!
Call 1-800-326-94KX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late Night TV is on the way. Jimmy Fallon talks about all these supply chain problems. Are they really that much of a problem?
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
We love the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Snatching up callers 149, or as we like to say around here, 94-1. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. Where are you calling from besides on the road?
Well, I live in Elysburg.
You live in Elysburg? Okay. You on the way to work today?
Yes, I am.
All right. You could be on the way to Penn State on Saturday. That would be cool, right?
Yes, it would.
Because you're a Rutgers fan, aren't you?
No.
Are there any Rutgers fans that don't live in New Jersey? I'm kind of wondering.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hey guys, it seems like supply chain issues are causing new problems every day. I just read that this holiday season, there's going to be a shortage of both real and artificial Christmas trees. It won't be quite the same when your family's singing carols around a coat rack wrapped in lights.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yes.
Every day.
And go.
Celeb birthdays, Lynn Hall. You ready?
I am.
Fabulous is 44 years old today.
44?
Yeah, the R&B rapper. Fabulous. What a great name.
It is a great name.
One of my favorite baseball players of all time, and I'm very old, David Big Poppy Ortiz is 46 today.
I've heard of him.
Yes. Not only was he a Boston Red Sox, but he was the one that F-bombed on national TV live after the Boston Marathon bombing.
Yes.
When he said, "This is our effing town."
I remember that.
Way to go,
quote.
Big Poppy. Kirk Hammett,
mm-hmm.
the guitarist.
Metallica.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. 59 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Wilde is 61.
Oh, what?
61? She's
all right. Impossible.
You think she's still wild?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
She tamed down a little bit, probably.
Here's one. Dennis Haskins, otherwise known as Mr. Belding on Saved by the Bell, is 71 years old. Sorry, some of our listeners grew up on Saved by the Bell.
You have to mention them, you know.
That's a great show. Now, we're older, so we may have grown up on Dynasty. Linda Evans is 79 years old today. Quick, Google her on the screen. I want to see what she looks like.
Yeah, really? I was going to say, do you have her up on the computer over there?
Maybe I do. Maybe it's none of your business. All right, it's time to take a look at the locals, and we call them...
Birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Alan Keister from Middleburg. He's 55.
Sierra Gross is 25 today.
Quarter century.
Yes.
Jason Shuey from Sunbury is 38.
Jessica Swartz from Mount Pleasant Mills, 46.
Happy birthday to Jill Kuttner. She's 45.
Happy birthday to Jody Kerstetter, 40 today.
Hi, Jody. Candace Jones from Shamokin is 39.
Kathy Kling from Watsontown, 40 today.
Happy birthday to Sam, I think the K, you help me out, call region lady.
Okay.
The K is silent, right?
Is it Jeppa?
Yeah, I
Sam
think it's
Jeppa.
Yep. From East Chillisquaque, 41.
Teresa Kerstetter from Middleburg is 54 today.
Tia Mitch from New Columbia is 35 today.
Okay.
Facebook messaged in way too late yesterday, so we'll put it in today. Cameron Mutchler, she is 6 years old today.
Aww.
And that comes from her dad, Alan. She's out there in Cold Township. Cameron, have a great day, my little girl.
Yes. All right. Have fun at school on your birthday.
Yeah, just messaged in as well, Brooke Persing from Lewisburg. She is 40 years old today.
Oh, okay.
Her husband, Nick, messaged this in. Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40. I said, what is she doing today? He said, she's shopping at the outlets.
Ooh, that's a wonderful birthday present.
Now, would that be birthday shopping or would that be Christmas shopping?
Well, it's all the same as far as I'm concerned.
That's what I'm thinking.
You can buy just for anything.
I got a Christmas birthday. When I go shopping, I do a little Christmas shopping and then I buy a lot of loot for myself. Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
Hey, we do this every day at about this time. You can message it in on Facebook. That's a pretty cool way. The Ford Fun Line's always open.
We have many other ways, too. You can snail mail them. You can... Drop it off here.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
And use the text club.
Yeah, that too.
Each and every day at this time.
It's birthday buddies.
Yeah.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, the good news is coming up after the news, sports, and weather. Good news, a hero dog.
Oh.
You know, I heard the noise. You know, it crosses your mind for a second. Oh, man, that sounded like a gun. But who expects to hear gunshots in their backyard?
The dog scared off a gunfight and was shot, but saved. Also, firefighters training turns into the real thing, and we'll talk to a penguin from Shikellamy's.
Heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
Firefighters training on a water mission actually ended out doing a rescue on the Susquehanna River. It happened in the state of Maryland when a car plunged into the river while firefighters were training.
As we were pulling the kayak back on shore and getting the thing set up for some other footage they wanted to get of the boat, a car ran right into the bay right there at the parks. I mean, his eyes were wide. As soon as I got in the water and I'm looking at him through his door window, he was just in a state of shock.
Yeah, and they rescued him. Is that good news or what? Yes, it is. How about a dog who plays hero during a gunfight, gets shot, and becomes a true hero?
You know, I heard the noise. You know, it crosses your mind for a second. Oh, man, that sounded like a gun. But who expects to hear gunshots in their backyard at 10:45 in the morning? He was shot in the head, but the vet staff said that it traveled through his ear canal and exited through his neck.
Okay, now that dog is now the neighborhood hero. And congratulations to the Shikellamy Marching Braves. We talked about this on Monday's show, but now we've got the band leader to talk about how good it was to be marching and playing again.
And our motto this year has pretty much been perform like there's no tomorrow, because with COVID constantly canceling boarding events and things, we didn't want that to have to cancel what we do as well. And the
Scott
kids have
Carey
had that model
of the Braves
all year, and I think that's helped drive them.
Congratulations to the Shikellamy Marching Braves, winning their second state championship in Hershey in the last 4 years. Now that's good news.
coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Good morning, people. It's time for the Turkey Trot. Hi.
Good morning. Good morning.
You're
from Shemokin Rotary.
Yeah. You were just over on News Radio. Did Mark treat you nice over there?
He was very nice to us.
He is a good guy, no matter what people say, on the talk show at least. Hey, we welcome Sherry, Charmaine, and Matthew to the studio here. We're going to mic them up and talk about the Turkey Trot coming up next.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Time for Mic'd Up. We love bringing guests into the studio, and we welcome Sherry Shabelsky, Charmaine Tatkowski, and Matthew Atchison. They're in the Rotary Club in the Shemokin area, and that means it's Turkey Trot time. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good
morning. Sherry, this is the 8th Turkey Trot?
That's right. We took a hiatus last year, but we're back stronger than ever. Mm-hmm. We want people to come out and run. Race day is Thanksgiving morning, 8 o'clock, register, and 9 o'clock, promptly run the 5K around Kent Memorial Stadium.
We didn't have it last year for obvious reasons, the reasons why we didn't have anything last year, and that would be pandemic. Charmaine, it's good to have it back. We just want people to know that it's back, and for those who think, wait a minute, I haven't heard of this before, what is the Turkey Trot?
So the Turkey Trot is actually our biggest fundraiser of the year, but it's also a lot of fun to do. We gather together on Thanksgiving morning. You can get a nice quick run in before you load up on all those carbs and, you know, and you burn those calories off. And that means you can have more pumpkin roll and more stuffing.
Listen to you. I'm a big fan. Okay. Matt, people actually show up at this Turkey Trot in costume?
We've had a very large variety of costumes. We've had people in tutus and wigs and turkey costumes. And we've had them show up with their dogs in tutus and wigs and turkey costumes.
Get
so
out.
It's always a lot of fun to see how creative people can be when they come out to race.
Yeah. So Sherry, fun for the whole family, right?
Yes. And even though the pandemic was last year and we didn't have an advertised race, we had a group of loyal supporters who ran and actually donated cash to us last year.
Really? So it wasn't an official Turkey Trot because of the pandemic, but people ran and donated anyway. That's incredible.
Right. It is. And a shout out thanks to them for doing that.
Charmaine, where does the money go when it's donated to the Rotary?
So all of the money actually goes back into the community. So, you know, our motto is service above self. And so what we try to put everything back into the community. So we have a couple things that we're working on right now. We're working on literacy, which is actually a national goal of Rotary. So it ties in nicely. And so we're looking at purchasing books for young readers with backpacks and also focusing on some food insecurity and putting snacks in that in those bags, too, and getting them out to the students in the local schools.
Good, good. And I don't know who wants to answer this question, but there's a late great member of the Rotary that loved youth baseball, and you guys are going to do something for that too?
It was Dick Kashner. He was a hard-working Rotarian as well, but he was head of the Bunker Hill Sports Complex. And so we want to raise some money to memorialize him up there too.
Wow. That's great. Rest in peace. How do we get into this race? How do we enter?
So, well, there's a couple different ways to enter. So you can actually go out to the Shemokin Rotary Facebook page, and all of the information is out there. You can download the application from there. You can go into Sherry Shabelsky's store, which is Bader's Fine Furniture, and you can register within there. And then also, you can register the day of the race.
Okay, good.
The one thing, though, is that if you pre-register, you're guaranteed a beanie.
Okay, I got to know, Matt, are you going to be dressed like a turkey this year or no?
You know, one of our members actually purchased a turkey costume, so I have yet to see what size it is, but if it fits me, I will absolutely dress like a turkey.
Okay. Yeah,
I didn't hear him volunteer that information, so you've heard it now.
Okay.
It's on the radio. Yep. Thousands of people heard that.
So get into Bader's Fine Furniture and grab your registration. Use the Rotary Facebook page, or just show up Thanksgiving morning. We want to walk or jog the 5K, and then we want to go home and stuff our pie holes, right? Mm-hmm. The Shemokin Rotary, mic'd up today with Morgan in the Morning. Good luck on Thanksgiving morning, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Tom's top list. We have the top side dishes for Thanksgiving.
94.1 WQKX.
It announced that the Los Angeles Staples Center will change its name to the Crypto.com Arena. So look for the Lakers to be up by 20, then back down by 40, then up by 10,000, then back to zero.
It is the most lucrative naming deal in the history of sports. It's twice as much as it costs to build the Staples Center. But a lot of people around here don't like the new name at all. You know you're in a weird spot when fans are like, we have to go back to when it was named after an office supply store.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on the eating. A new poll found that 74% of Americans would actually be okay if there was no turkey on the table at Thanksgiving. See, prices are up. You heard Mark talk about it in the news. And now there's a shortage of fresh and frozen turkeys. I haven't seen a shortage, but supposedly there is. But 74% of us like the sides anyway. The 10 most important sides, numero uno, mashed potatoes. Wow, I would have bet on stuffing. No, stuffing comes in at number two, followed by sweet potatoes, cranberry sauce, mac and cheese, green bean casserole in the top 10, and yet we make so many jokes. Candied yams, which are kind of like sweet potatoes, I guess. Cornbread, which was one of our winners yesterday in the Wise Side Dish Contest. Baked potatoes. And finally, and I've never seen this on my table, Thanksgiving, corn on the cob. I'll save it for summer.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
And we appreciate you listening.
You can be a McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich winner right now. Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll snatch up a random line and make you a winner with McDonald's. And Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We have another winner.
Woo! McDonald's is rewarding you for listening to Morgan in the Morning. We got Krista on the line from Lewisburg. What you doing today, girl?
Babysitting.
Oh, yeah? Whose kids? Your own kids?
No, not my own.
Okay, so it's a secret? You can't tell? How many?
Just one.
Oh, just one? Is that one enough?
That's all for me.
Okay, let me reward you. More chicken for the choosing at McDonald's. Krista, you going to be okay? I mean, you're going to hang in there?
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right. That's a girl. You finish your babysitting.
Thank you.
Rewarding the listeners for the past couple weeks from McDonald's and 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, your home for the Register Chevrolet Penn State Ticket Blitz. We've got qualifiers all week long, and I've just been handed the name of our winner, and she is Ashley Kurtz of Northumberland. Ashley, you're on your way to the Penn State Rutgers game this Saturday at 1 from Register Chevrolet. Congratulations!
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Our parting shot today comes from Jimmy Fallon. He's got more tweets. This time, if I had a $1 trillion.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Our parting shot is Jimmy Fallon with, if I had a trillion dollar tweet.
If I had $1 trillion, I would have Jeff Bezos personally deliver my Amazon purchases.
Yes, yeah, yes.
He should do that.
Do it.
If I had $1 trillion, I would buy a rodeo, then I'd buy another one just so I could say, this isn't my first rodeo.
Perfect. Hate that cliche.
If I had $1 trillion, I'd buy every house in the cul-de-sac for my whole family and then move to Hawaii.
Perfect idea. See you guys.
If I had $1 trillion, I would buy Taylor Swift's masters and return them to her.
There. She deserves them. Nice one.
Instead of an alarm clock, I would hire Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band to live in my house and play Born to Run every morning to wake me up.
Maybe we will buy a
If I had $1 trillion, I'd buy the world supply of guac and set up stands outside every Chipotle, giving it away for free.
Yeah, because I hate guac. I don't know about you.
But if I had $1 trillion, I would hire Morgan Freeman to follow me around and narrate my life.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. How about hiring Tom Morgan to narrate your life, huh?
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.